Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us, Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, we've been following the story about a trucker, a Canadian trucker, who crashed, killing a New York State trooper, and he was sentenced yesterday. What a story, what a tragic story to tell us about.
Yeah, you know, Trooper David Cunniff's widow was in court yesterday describing, you know, her late husband as her rock as she spoke at the sentencing of the Canadian truck driver who caused his death. The driver of the truck is 68-year-old Gary Blakely, and he was sentenced to 3 years and 6 months in state prison in Montgomery County Court. Blakely's truck slammed into Cunniff's trooper car off the thruway at Amsterdam back in December of 2013 that caused the trooper's death. The truck driver was over his allotted hours. You know, he was driving longer than he should have been that day and essentially asleep at the wheel when he drove into the patrol car and a second car. The second driver survived but was severely injured. Blakely was indicted earlier this year and later pleaded guilty to aggravated criminally negligent homicide. Amy Cunniff, the widow, told the court that she wanted to explain what impact this loss had on her family. She's tried to create a new normal, she said, for her two little boys, but no matter what they did, David Cunniff's absence is painfully felt in her family. Blakely, the truck driver, sat with his attorney throughout the victim impact statement. He appeared emotional himself. His lawyer told the court that his client was extremely remorseful and had been seeking psychiatric help himself since the crash because, it's an incredible experience he had to go through. He gave his own brief statement but was largely so emotional it was hard to understand him. Outside the courtroom, a woman describing herself as Blakely's second daughter said that, the truck driver has been a different person since the accident. In court, much of the gallery was filled with family and friends of the trooper, including several troopers in uniform, and there were a couple of people there for the truck driver as well. Montgomery County District Attorney Jed Conboy told Judge Felix Katina that the crash could have easily been avoided. Blakely was headed through Montgomery County and was minutes over his 14-hour limit for driving, but he had passed earlier chances to stop for the night and continued driving. He stressed the importance of those rules by noting that Cunniff's trooper car hardly had a spot that wasn't distorted by the crash. Blakely's 47,000-pound rig was almost undamaged. So a sad end to the story, but one that had to happen.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, you can go to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thanks as always.
Thanks, David.